This episode is part of the All Things Azeroth entry into the National Podcast Post Month. For more information, go to napodpomo.ning.com or find the link at allthingsazeroth.com. Welcome back to another As Podnul. This is for the 11th of November, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about some... This time I'm going to do another two, and those are skinning and cooking. I also wanted to mention a couple of things that I forgot to mention when I did my other two, and that was fishing. Fishing in 2.3 will come very interesting. There's going to be daily quests regarding fishing. There's going to be new fish you can catch out in Zolomon and in Karazhan area. There's going to be a fishing book that you can get out of crates that will give you the ability to track fishing pools, and so on and so forth. Fishing is about to get quite interesting in patch 2.3. But now, let's get back onto the main topic we're going to have for today. Skinning is essentially the act of skinning a mob or a beast or whatever you want to call them for their pelt. You can get anything from leather scraps at low levels and at 300, or you can get high-end stuff like rugged leather or knothide leather. You can't get heavy knothide leather, as far as I know, from any mobs, but that may change as well. We'll have to see. Some of the special stuff that you can skin is pretty much old world stuff at this point. It's core leather and stuff like that for mobs that you find in different instances like Molten Core and Blackrock Spire. I don't know of anything special you can skin in the Outlands areas, but again, if you have any comments or complaints about that or any disagreement with what I've said, please, of course, email me, medros@allthingsazeroth.com. The big one, though, is cooking. You can cook up foods that can give you a number of different buffs. There are health regen buffs, there are mana regen buffs, there are strength, spirit, stamina, plus healing foods, there are plus strength foods, there are pure plus spirit foods. And if you need any of those, I've got lots, because they don't sell very well. Cooking is an interesting skill. It is complementary to fishing, and there's actually a couple of guides. I'll link to one of them in the show notes for this episode that allows you to power level your fishing and cooking at the same time. Whether this actually works, I don't know. I haven't tried it, but I have a lot of random cooking stuff that I've fished up and that I found off beasts, so it can't be that hard to do. Overall, there is some key recipes. At 150 cooking, you'll have to go up to Ashenvale if you're Alliance, and I'm not sure where it is on Horde, to get the Expert Cookbook. At 225, every cook will have to go out to Gadgetzan in the Tenaris Desert, and there is a quest there to gather 40 Altrak Swiss. You can find that at the cheese shop in Stormwind, or a variety of other places that sell cheese around the world. You also need to get some giant eggs and some zesty clam meat together. Once you have all of these together, you can go quite easily and get your 225 cooking, though you do need to be at least 200 cooking and at least level 35 to get the quest to go turn those items in Tenaris. If you wish to sell off your food, some of the high-end 375 cooking stuff that you'll get that you can sell off is golden darter fish, or you can make those into golden fish sticks, which is a plus healing food, great for raids. You can also go up into the highlands of Terrakar Forest and catch things called the Furious Crawdads. These can be made into spicy crawdads, which is a plus 30 stamina food. These, again, are very good, very, very good for people who are into raiding. Now, as I said, there's new fishing coming in the new 2.3 patch, and that also means that there's new cooking recipes coming. Some of the stuff doesn't include fishing, but I'll mention them anyway. Keebler's Bits is a pet food, which will increase your pet's health or stamina, I believe, for a certain period of time. You can also get a variety of fish, as I said, in Zolomon that will be able to be made into food for your party. I don't quite know the stats of these yet, 2.3 is not out, but definitely look for those in the patch notes and, of course, on the WoWhead site or any other site like WoWDigger, Thoughtbot, or Alakazam. There's a variety of other things that have come in the most recent patches, 2.1 and 2.2, that added new items for the Alliance side that were not previously on Alliance side for cooking. The Mokhnathal Short Ribs and the Crunchy Serpent were exclusively Horde for the first patch, 2.1. Eventually, Blizzard brought those two recipes over to Alliance side via a vendor at the Toshley Station, but it was, for a short time, a Horde-only ability. It is nice to see they brought those over to both sides, because until then, in order to get to 375 cooking, you had to, unfortunately, only cook up the Furious Crawdads, which were hard to get. I did want to take a moment to thank everybody who sent me some awesome feedback about these as Podmos. I do hope that everybody is enjoying them as much as I am when recording them. They're quite interesting, and while they are a little bit tiring to do on a regular basis, and I don't think I could actually do a 5-day-a-week or even a 7-day-a-week show with a daily podcast of even 5 minutes, I think I'd probably lose a little bit of the flavor of the show, and it would get a little boring after a while, because there's only so many topics that you can cover in just 5 minutes. Again, go to allthingsazeroth.com if you want a link to the National Podcast Post Month. I do hope to hear from more of you in game and out of game. Go to shadowwalkersguild.com. There's a section of the forums there for All Things Azeroth listeners. And of course, email me if you have any comments or complaints, or even questions that you want me to air on these podcasts. I'd love to hear your feedback and make the last 20 days of this into more of a, well, show for you. If you have a topic you want me to discuss, let me know again, medros@allthingsazeroth.com. And I do hope to hear from more of you as the days go on. We're almost halfway there. Keep listening. Happy hunting, and see you in Outlands. As a quick, not at all World of Warcraft related aside, my hometown team, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, played in the CFL's East semifinal today in Winnipeg and won over the Montreal Alouettes 24-22 on a last second field goal by Troy Westwood. I want to congratulate Charles Roberts, Milt Stiegel, Kevin Glenn, and the entire Blue Bombers team with their awesome win, and I want to wish them the best of luck next week in the East Final against the Toronto Alouettes. Congrats, guys. Hope you guys go all the way.